Grammys feature Farrakhan fan Tamika Mallory. Ejected from Women's March for Anti-Semitism. By Joel B. Polak on March 15, 2021. The Grammys on Sunday featured a speech by Tamika Mallory, the left-wing activist who left the Women's March in 2019 after being accused of anti-Semitism, including her support of racist and an anti-Semite Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. As Breitbart News noted, rapper Lil Baby turned the Grammys stage on Sunday night into a riot scene that mirrored the deadly and violent protests that gripped the nation in response to the death of George Floyd. Lil Baby's performance of his song The Bigger Picture included a speech from Black Lives Matter activist Tamika D. Mallory, who looked into the camera and demanded President Joe Biden bring justice, equity, policy, and everything else that freedom encompasses. Mallory's speech was staged to recreate the Black Lives Matter protests in Los Angeles in May 2020. Lil Baby's performance also included a mock confrontation with police and burning buildings. At one point he performed atop a police car. Mallory's speech included the line, "We don't need allies. We need accomplices. It's a state of emergency. It's been a hell of a year. Hell for over 400 years. My people, it's time we stand. It's time we demand the freedom that this land promises. President Biden, we demand justice, equity, policy and everything else that freedom encompasses, and to accomplish this, we don't need allies. We need accomplices. It's bigger than black and white. This is not a trend, this is our plight. Until freedom." Mallory has a long association with Farrakhan, a notorious bigot who referred to Jews as termites in 2018. In 2018, Breitbart News noted that Mallory has repeatedly attended Farrakhan's events and praised him as the GOAT, greatest of all time. Mallory later defended that remark on The View. "I didn't call him the greatest of all time because of his rhetoric. I called him the greatest of all time because of what he's done in black communities." The Wall Street Journal noted, "Ms. Mallory attended a Farrakhan speech in February 2018 in which he denounced Jews as children of the devil and gave her a nice personal mention." Mallory also made an anti-Semitic comment of her own in defending Farrakhan, referring to his critics as enemies of Jesus. According to Tablet magazine in 2018, Mallory and another Women's March leader claimed that Jewish people bore a special collective responsibility as exploiters of black and brown people, and even, according to a close second-hand source, claimed that Jews were proven to have been leaders of the American slave trade. These views apparently accorded with Farrakhan's teachings. Mallory denied the statement, but other activists recalled her berating another leader in the Women's March about her Jewish identity. The association of Mallory and other Women's March leaders with Farrakhan led many Democrats, eventually, to distance themselves from the movement, noting that Mallory and others have allowed anti-Semitism, anti-LGBTQ sentiment and hateful, racist rhetoric to become a part of the platform of the march. Mallory also attacked the founding of Israel as a human rights crime after a tour of Israel in 2018 with the George Soros-funded Center for Constitutional Rights, and has refused to acknowledge Israel's right to exist. Mallory eventually left the Women's March board, but found her way Sunday onto the Grammys stage in a celebration of the Los Angeles Black Lives Matter riots of 2020, which happened, at the time, to include the vandalism of synagogues and the looting of Jewish-owned stores. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.